a songwriter who featured or did the guest set recently at Gail Picard's open mic in Groton. And so she's going to perform a song of hers, a new one tonight. Hi, Nancy. Please welcome Lee McTighe.
I've never done this song before, and I wrote it this week, and maybe it'll be Sam's bad song here. So, the words of this came to me when I was on a walk this week, and I just didn't want to hear them. The words kept coming and coming, and finally I just said, no more, but I was feeling bad because during the school year, I worked four jobs. I go to an old lady's house in the morning. She's 99. Then I go to school, and then I get piano lessons. After school, what's the other one? Okay, well, I'll be doing the after school program, and you know, sometimes like 11 hours, and then I think, well, I didn't have too much time to practice my music, and well, someday I'll retire. You know, then I'll have time to work on my music. So that's, I was just sort of feeling sorry for myself, and the words just started coming for this. Could I be a workaholic? Just the thought is rather diabolic. When I think I'd rather frolic in a place that's more bucolic, writing songs with words symbolic. I work hard, it isn't funny. It's because I need the money. Given time, I could be punny. I might write a real song, Sonny. I dream that when I retire, lazing there beside the fire, I'll be writing songs for hire. With my pay much more than prior. When I find a mood pacific, maybe I will be prolific. Then my words may be specific, and my tunes may be terrific. Maybe when I have the time, sipping on a gin and lime, I may whip out lots of rhyme, and my songs will be sublime. Maybe I should be a mime. I'll be a real pick and grinner. Every song will be a winner. Well, if I sang for my dinner, then at least I'd be much thinner. That's the end of my great daydream on that hopeful future theme. Songs await me by the ream, just beyond the I don't run out of steam.
I think we like that song. How about a big hand for Lee McTighe?